episode 252, You Are Beautiful.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you doing? Come in. Let's have a chat. You know, we have a very, very simple message today, and that simple message is that you are beautiful. I don't believe that you're told that enough. I believe that days go by and literally you wonder, am I doing anything? Am I making a difference? Am I creating impact? Am I doing really what God wants me to do? Am I being the best mom? Am I out there building the business how I'm supposed to be? You are beautiful. It's not easy. Life isn't easy. But when you don't like the reflection that you see, it makes it worse, doesn't it? And you get up in the morning and you're like, what do I wear? Where do I go? Where do I start from? And so always starting from scratch isn't always the easiest thing to do. But you see, wherever you are right now, at this immediate second in life, you need to look at yourself and say, I'm beautiful, because you are beautiful. And that doesn't mean that we can't improve on things. I'm telling you here, you know, I am such a perfectionist. And I like to consider myself a recovering perfectionist. However, I fell into a trap. Yep, I fell backwards. I need to go back to whatever 12-step process I need to go back through. But seriously, I went and I was looking for a specific magazine. I don't subscribe to a lot of magazines, but there are certain ones that I want to get that when they come out, sometimes I want a hard copy, sometimes I don't want them, and I let, the magazines or the monthly whatever go by, and then it's like, oh, but I have to have one this month. So that was one this month. I needed to pick it up. And actually, it's not for September. It's actually October. It's weird. Have you ever looked at magazines? Like, you're in the middle of September, and they already have October's edition out. And I'm like, hello, what happened to September? I'm still there. So anyway, so I'm at the magazines and I'm sitting there looking, and I actually have my two youngest with me, Noah and Grayson, and I'm looking for this magazine. And I said, look for this, because I was in Walmart, honestly. And depending upon where you pick up magazines, like if I go into the bookstore, whatever, they have them in all different areas. And so I'm looking, and of course, what happened? Yes, Walmart had moved the magazines again as to how they were set up. So where I thought they were placed normally, where I could go to and get it immediately, no. So I had to spend a couple extra minutes. Well, when I was spending those extra minutes, which of course, you know, is all part of their marketing plan, and it doesn't matter where you go. I'm not talking down or bad about Walmart. I shop there often. But it's just a marketing plan, right? They want you to search out other things. Well, when I was searching out, what did I see? What was coming across my eyes? All these models, all these Photoshopped women up there. And then I came across the exercise section, because for some reason they had cooking, which led to exercise, which then I can't remember what was next. Maybe it had some entrepreneurial stuff, and then it started to go into the muscle men and men stuff and cars, and yeah, I stopped there. But when I was looking, I saw all these women. And they were Photoshopped women. These women are going and they get all their quote unquote flaws taken away. For that split second that I see them on the magazine, that brings what and resonates with me is what? Beauty. The thing is, though, that's not them. What you see on the magazine is not them. And I really believe that that's how we see life. We look at life as a snapshot. And I did this living a Photoshop life. I did that. Go look it up. I cannot remember off the top of my head. I will try to locate it here for you and maybe include it in the show notes. But I did an episode on it called Living a Photoshopped Life. And it truly was that. But what happened was, is I fell into the trap of, man, I still have so much more work to do. I'm so much stronger today than I was yesterday or than when I was a year ago. But is my body exactly toned and leaned out where I want it to? No, nowhere near. I got a lot of work left to go. It may be another year or two till I really get it to where I want to do it the right way. But you know, my perfectionist mind is, but I want it now. I want that Photoshop now. The thing is, though, I had to stop myself. And I stood there and I was like, Christiane, this is absolutely crazy. You're sitting here looking and you're sitting here all of a sudden and you feel like a failure. You feel like you haven't gone on anywhere and you haven't accomplished so much. And so therefore, you are not beautiful. And I'm here to tell you that's a lie. So stop telling it to you. Stop telling yourself that you aren't beautiful. Where you are right now in your journey, you are beautiful. I don't care if you have 100 pounds to lose. You still are beautiful. I don't care if you are addicted to soda pop. It's okay. You're beautiful. I don't care if in the middle of fighting this horrible disease, you are beautiful. If you're in the trenches of building a business, you are beautiful. If your husband has walked out on you, you are beautiful. Where you are right now, you have got to come to grips with that. Because I wholeheartedly believe, and I know, because I've been down that path, that if you don't look at yourself and love where you are right now, you will not get to where you want to go. And remember, it's not a destination, it's a journey. My journey is never going to stop. I'm always going to be wanting to do something more. I told you I've started up running again. Oh, it's awesome. Today, though, I did not want to run. But guess what? I went ahead and I did it anyway. And yes, I got it done. And I was so thrilled when it was finished. But it didn't matter if I ran or not today. I was still beautiful. You have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful, because you are beautiful. And I know you're not told enough. And I know that hurts deep down inside. I know that hurts when the comments are made and you're watching TV or you're walking by something and there's a comment made that, oh, did you see what she was wearing? And you're like, whoa. And you feel like only 2 inches tall. Yet you're 5'5", right? 5 feet, 5 inches. Yet you feel so small. You are beautiful. And today, that is what I want to remind you of, that you cannot give up on yourself just because, well, you can. No, you can't. You are beautiful. And you've got to begin to tell yourself over and over and over again, because until you start believing that, whatever your dream is, wherever you want to go, whatever goal you want to achieve, it's not going to happen. Success will not be there until you love right where you're at. You are beautiful. And I just want to hug you, and I want to cry with you. I want to laugh with you. I want to hold your hand and say, you know what, hon? Life is so good because you're in it. Do not sell yourself short. Do not get yourself down. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, man, yeah, maybe it was a rough day, but you know what? Those eyes don't look pretty good. They fare pretty good for a 35-year-old. Oh, wait, man, I knew the grays were coming in. Man, I think I got an extra 10. But that's okay. That means wisdom. Laugh at yourself. Tell yourself you are beautiful. You can't wait for somebody else to. I'm going to remind you, though, because you need to be reminded. I know it's hard. We hide behind the things of, I've got nothing to wear, and I'm going to go buy something to make myself feel better, or I'm going to go eat something to make myself feel better, or I'm going to go volunteer and do more work and hide behind things so it makes me feel better. No, you got to feel better about yourself right this instant. And no, I know it's not easy. And maybe this is a point where you begin to break down in tears. And you're like, gosh, I never thought of it that way. I never realized that I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. But really what I was doing, I was pushing everybody away instead of first doing what I needed to do and love myself and say, I'm here. I'm ready. This is my time. You are beautiful. I want you to believe that today. I want you to carry that smile with you today and tomorrow and the next day. And every once in a while, yes, I'm going to pop on here and tell you, you are beautiful. Because it amazes me that when life does get chaotic and busy, air quotes, which we are all busy, be intentional with your thoughts and what you tell yourself. What you think about, you bring about. You are beautiful. I want you to go out and I want you to be you. I want you to be incredible and I want you to be present in what you're doing. Why? Because you matter. You are beautiful. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.